بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. What are the greatest favors which Allah will bless man with in Jannah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, when the people of Jannah will enter into Jannah, Allah ta'ala will say to them, تُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا أَزِيدُكُمْ. Do you want anything more which I should give to you? The people of Jannah will say, أَلَمْ تُبَيِّضْ وُجُوهَنَا أَلَمْ تُدْخِلْنَا الْجَنَّةِ وَتُنَجِّنَا مِنَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, haven't you brightened our faces? Haven't you entered us into Jannah and saved us from the fire? At that time, Allah will grant them a favor far more superior to any other favor that they had experienced yet. فَيَرْفَعُ الْحِجَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lift the veils, and they will then get a chance to glance and to gaze at the most beautiful countenance of Allah. فَمَا أُعْطُوا شَيْئًا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّظْرِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ. Compared to all the things they had been granted already, there will be nothing more beloved to them than to continue looking at the countenance of their Rabb. According to another narration, sometimes it would happen that the people of Jannah would be enjoying themselves. Suddenly, a noor, a bright light will rise in front of them. They will raise their heads and they will see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has appeared before them. Allah will say to them, Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-Jannah. Salams on you, O people of Jannah. And this is what is meant when Allah says, Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. The people in Jannah will receive salams from their most merciful Rabb. Then Allah will look towards them with mercy, and they will look towards Allah and gaze towards Allah. When they see the beautiful countenance of Allah, at that time they will forget all of the favors which are around them in Jannah. As long as they continue looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's countenance, they will not turn towards any other blessings until Allah conceals Himself. However, the nur and the light of Allah will remain all around. The people of Jannah will be granted such an amazing kingdom. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the last man of Jannah who will enter into Jannah when he looks towards his gardens, towards his family and wives, towards the favors Allah has blessed him with. He will look towards the pleasures and the servants of Jannah. Then he will see that his kingdom stretches over a distance of 1,000 years. However, the most honorable in the sight of Allah will be those people who will get a chance of seeing the countenance of Allah every morning and evening. As for the greatest favor that mankind will be blessed with in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will one day announce and say to the people of Jannah, O Ahlul Jannah, they will say, Labbayka Rabbana wa sa'dayk. We are here, O Allah, what do you want from us? Allah will say to them, Hal Ravitum, are you happy with what I have given you? They will say, Wa malana la narza ya Rabbi, wa qad a'taytana ma lam tu'ti ahadan min khalqik. O Allah, why should we not be happy? You have given us such favors which no other creation have ever been granted. Allah will say to them, should I not bless you with a favor greater than all of this? The people of the world will say, Ya Rabbi, wa ayyu shayin afbalu min dhalik. What can be better compared to what you have already granted us? Allah will say to them, Uhillu alaykum ridwani, fala askhatu ba'dahu abada. I announce that I will now remain pleased with you forever. I will never be displeased with you ever again. This will be the greatest bounty which the people of Jannah will be granted. And they will be ecstatic when they hear this. Ponder over these ahadith. Such a wonderful, beautiful, everlasting life with such great bounties is not available to any single king of this world. May Allah turn our attention towards Akhirah. Amen.